Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of December, the year of our Lord 2020. It's currently 59 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under unseasonably unusual conditions. The wind is blowing off of the Atlantic Ocean and coming all the way from down near the Gulf, and it's just an unusual day weather-wise as it's wrapped around and it's cold in the southeast, but it's warm up here. We'll take it. We appreciate the good blessings of the Lord last night in the rain, and we also appreciate God meeting with us in our prayer meeting. We're meeting nightly this week, believing God for a life-changing conference that's coming up Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And you pray with us and for us that the Lord would move in a powerful way. Pray that God would use the Agee family and the Thren family and Dr. Joel Arthur and also our brother Michael Plowman and brother Robert Jarvis and others that will be preaching the Word of God. Pray that we could experience a real touch from heaven and that we could have revival and refreshing during these days. Thank you for continuing to pray for us as we labor for Christ, working tirelessly through the day about on different projects, and also thrilled about what God is doing in the ministry. And I appreciate your prayers. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Psalms, chapter number 142. The last verse is an interesting passage to me because it says the psalmist is going through a time when he's experiencing being overwhelmed. And I mentioned that yesterday in the broadcast. And today, as I continue to plow through this wonderful chapter in the Word of God, he says in verse number 7, "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name." What an awful predicament that the psalmist has found himself in, that he would have to word it in such a way as to say that his soul was in prison. You can only think about how desperate the psalmist was, because his soul was in prison. He said, "Bring my soul out of prison." Many today find themselves in the same situation. They find their soul is in prison, and they are in a desperate situation. And actually, if something's not done about it, it ultimately will be a deadly situation because it's tragic in the life of a believer when they continually live in discouragement. And they continually live in a depressing state. And many this year have fought that, and the psychological impact of this pandemic, epidemic, whatever you call it, has taken its toll on many a believer. It's taken its toll on many a families. And we find ourselves with our soul in prison at times. But David is pleading here. He is praying, and he's saying, "Oh, dear God, bring my soul out of prison." And we need to pray the same thing today. We need to ask God to help us, that we protect our lives about this depression and discouragement and all the different things that we find ourselves going through. And there was a goal in mind, and I want us to see that today as we study this verse together. "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name." He desired for his soul to be out of prison so that he could praise the name of the Lord. And that's the difference maker in our lives as we experience this great deliverance of our soul being brought out of prison, that we might be able to step aside and just simply praise the Lord. Have you ever pondered how much we have to praise the Lord for? I mean, you could start now and you could praise Him throughout all of eternity. On this side of eternity, our body wouldn't be able to handle it all. We'll wear out. We'll grow weary. But on the other side of eternity, thank God, with a glorified body, we'll be praising Him throughout the ceaseless ages. "Bring my soul out of prison," the psalmist cried, "that I may praise Thee." May the Lord answer that today in all of our lives. And may we truly spend time praising the one who is worthy of all glory. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell, Tango Bravo Echo Lima Lima T-Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific Tuesday. Thankful Tuesday. And we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.